You know, my name is Richard Bryan, a former United States Senator from the state of Nevada and a former governor, and I'm delighted to be here today and to share some thoughts, having visited your country and immensely impressed with the culture and the heritage that you have. Well, I think clearly more of an understanding of the cultures in these countries in Turkey, the Middle East, and other parts of the world is helpful. We talked today about cultural diplomacy for us to understand those cultures better and for us to be better informed and for those in those countries who represent the values that I tend to think are universal, that is, opportunity for people to achieve their goals in life, to be free from terrorism, to be able to practice their religion. Those are values that I think are universal. For those of us in America, we don't hear from moderate Emmons and others that language very often. So the radicals, the fanatics, that's the message that comes through to America and I think a great part of the West. And so we tend in America sometimes to conclude that this is a culture and a religion of hate and intolerance. Not true, but those are the voices that we tend to hear. Well, we certainly have not had great success, certainly, with that kind of an approach. There may be an appropriate time to do so, but I do agree that we need to get the word out. And it's a reciprocal. I'm sure that you have all of these programs that you talk about. Let me be very candid, if I may, with your viewers, and that is, that doesn't get out much. In other words, if you ask most Americans what they think of Muslim society and culture, my sense is they'd say, gee, I don't understand those people. I mean, gosh, they kill their own, it's suicide, they don't want to educate their women. Gee, what kind of... That, of course, is not the prevailing view, but that's what tends to come out. And obviously, in our country, we can't dictate what the media tends to focus on, but it is the acts of violence which, you know, capture the national attention because of the terrible carnage and suffering that results. I think there is an opportunity for religious leaders, you know, the various Christian sects, certainly Islam and others, to embark upon that. Let me just say that those of us that know a little bit about culture know that there was a time that the Islamic world, in terms of science and art, were far ahead. Yes. In the West. Much of what came to Europe during the Middle Ages, as we call it, was brought to us from the cultures of the past, where learning was exalted and science was really ahead of much of Europe before the Western Renaissance period. So the history is incredibly significant. We don't know a lot about that. And today we wonder in America, gee, what happened? You know, I mean, here was a region of the world that was so far ahead of Western Europe, and now seemingly they're antagonistic to education, to, you know, to human rights values. Inaccurate, but that is a perception that comes through. Thank you so much.
We certainly need to do more to encourage U.S. involvement in terms of diplomacy and cultural diplomacy. I recognize that. I've been to Turkey. And the concern that I have, I mean, you know, since Kemal Atatürk, at least the view that those of us that know just a smidgen about Turkey, that's less than little. That's my knowledge of Turkey. We embrace his call for a secular society. Yes. We support that. Turkey is kind of the anchor to the West. I mean, we need Turkey. Turkey is a NATO ally. It's a partner. We need them, and we need to include them. Finally, let me conclude, although certainly much criticism can be directed to the United States, and fairly so, in terms of how we've had handle certain international relations. But what we desperately need to hear in America, and we don't hear much of it, and that may very well be the fault of our media, we need to hear those moderate voices. We need to hear the moderate voices of Islam. I don't think that Islam is a religion of hate, personally, but that's the impression that's created with all these surrenders. You pointed out rightly, it is hard for us to understand suicide bombers that are killing fellow Muslims. That is just so incomprehensible to us. But where are those moderates to speak out to condemn that? Not necessarily to support U.S. policy, but to say, wait a minute, that is wrong. That rejects the teachings of Muhammad, at least as I understand them. Yeah. We need to hear that in America. We need to hear that in Turkey and other Islamic countries, that the moderate view is that this is not the word of the Quran as Muhammad would have given it to the Islamic world. And that we don't hear that enough. So that's kind of my criticism, where I certainly embrace fairly the criticism that often is directed, and appropriately so, to the United States. But we need to hear that so that Americans and others in the world will understand that this radicalism, this suicidal frenzy, is not the way the great majority of Muslims in the world or in America believe it. And on that note, you're entitled to a break, and thank you for your patience. It's been an honor to be here. Thank you.